Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Monday, the 22nd of April 2024 is Evaluating a Large Group Awareness Training. Evaluating a Large Group Awareness Training, a longitudinal study of psychosocial effects, is a non-fiction psychology book on large group awareness training, published in 1990 by Springer Fairlap. The book was co-authored by psychologists Jeffrey D. Fisher, Roxanne Cohen-Silver, Jack M. Chinsky, Barry Goff, and Yehiel Klar. The book was based on a psychological study of the forum, a course at the time run by Werner Erhard and Associates. Results of the study were published in two articles in the Journal of Consulting and Clinical Psychology in 1989 and 1990. Fisher and co-authors gave initial context for the study, providing analysis and discussion of academic literature in psychology regarding large group awareness training. The psychologists analyzed whether large group awareness training could be classified as psychotherapy and attempted to determine whether these techniques are harmful, beneficial, or produce no effects to an individual's mental health. Participants included individuals that took part in a 1985 program of the forum in the Northeastern United States. They were told they were participating in a quality of life study and were instructed to fill out surveys about their experiences at time intervals prior to and after the program's completion. The sample size included 83 participants in the program, as well as an additional 52 sample groups of individuals that did not participate in the forum. The psychologists concluded that the large group awareness training program did not have lasting positive or negative effects on self-perception. The study reported in Evaluating a Large Group Awareness Training was well received by the author's peers and garnered recognition from the American Psychological Association with its 1989 National Psychological Consultants to Management Award. Ethics in Psychology, Professional Standards and Cases characterized the study as one of the few careful attempts to study Erhard's techniques in a rigorous fashion. The Group in Society, published in 2009, characterized the author's research as the most rigorous independent study to date of large group awareness training. The psychologist's research has been referenced in a 2005 study on large group awareness training published by the British Psychological Society and a 2010 article in Nova Religio published by University of California Press. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:35 UTC on Monday, the 22nd of April 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Evaluating a Large Group Awareness Training. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@musto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Kajal Neural.